Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Wednesday, October 4th. Week 5 coming at us, the second quarter of the NFL season about to begin. And rankings, they are shifting a little bit. So, of course, this is the initial set of rankings for Week 5. They do evolve over the course of the week. As I run the projection model, every time I update rankings, I run the darn projection model. A labor of love, but it helps me in giving you the best possible rankings I can. So they evolve over the course of the week. Don't take these as final whatsoever. If you do want them, ftnfantasy.com, promo code RATPACK for 10% off. But wanted to just dive right in today. At quarterback, nothing is changing at the top. Mahomes, Allen, Hurts, I don't care the order. They're all great and nothing of concern. I mean, even with Mahomes and that lackluster group of receivers, he's still putting up solid numbers, spreading the ball around. Last week wasn't great. I get it, but you can't keep him down. He's going to bounce back this week. And what should be a shootout, by the way, against Minnesota. Obviously, Allen has Bright and Early. Remember, you get a London game this week, so Bright and Early there. Make sure you set yourself that reminder. Don't want to get screwed over by any surprise inactives. And, of course, Hurts in what should also be a pretty high-scoring game there with the Rams and Eagles facing off against each other. Lamar coming in at 4, very efficient season for him as a passer. We've seen the ceiling as a runner over the last 2 weeks, 4 rushing touchdowns over that span. I mean, Pittsburgh's tough on the defensive side of the ball, but Lamar is rolling. Tua at 5, bounce back game here. And honestly, if last week was his floor, I'll take it. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It obviously didn't come remotely close to what they did the previous week, but I'll take it, and then he should have no problem against the Giants. Anthony Richardson at 6, the rookie quarterback with his rushing upside against Tennessee. He can throw the ball a little bit against Tennessee as well. Kirk Cousins coming in at 7. Should be a shootout there against Kansas City. And Kansas City came back to the pack a little bit last week and made Zach Wilson look half decent. Speaking of looking half decent, Justin Fields. It was far from a perfect game. I don't want to say he was amazing because he wasn't. He made mistakes, but he also put up an entire week of fantasy production in the first half. So that is at least an encouraging sign. And he gets Washington on Thursday night. I don't mind that matchup for Fields. Okay, number 9. I know you're concerned, but here we go. Joe Burrow. Why Joe Burrow at 9? This is Arizona. This is a great matchup. If he does not perform in this matchup, and I've said this many times before over the course of my career in this job, then that might be it. This is a rubber meets the road, but he really should. Now, I will have one caveat here. If this is a blowout game where Joe Mixon goes bananas and Burrow just doesn't have to do anything, I'm not going to freak out. However, if the Arizona Cardinals defense lays the wood on Burrow, then yes, we have major concerns. Trevor Lawrence at 10, that Buffalo defense is good. Now, they did just lose Tre'Davious White, which totally sucks for Buffalo. So it's not as bad as it could be, but I don't mind Trevor Lawrence as a fringe, let's call him a back-end quarterback 1. Okay, here's where things get weird. And honestly, if I go from 11 to 16, these guys are all tightly bunched together. But currently at 11, I do have Sam Howell. Yes, he is a good streamer play, but remember, when you stream, streaming comes with volatility. So sure, he could be fine. He could also suck. He could be middling, I don't know, probably a better chance that he sucks or he's really good. You get a wide range of outcomes. That's the moral of the story when you start streaming. So if you are sitting on, I don't know, Dak Prescott, and you're like, should I pick up Sam Howell? The question that you need to ask yourself is, am I ready to start streaming every week? Because you will open up that door, those floodgates there, if you decide to do that. Daniel Jones at 12. I know. Oh, I know. You're going to get angry at me. I know. He looked terrible this past week. He does have a pretty decent spot here. This Miami defense can't stop anyone. So It's really tightly bunched. These guys are going to move around because Jordan Love's at 13, Jared Goff's at 14, Stafford's at 15, CJ Stroud's at 16. They're all basically a point apart in projections. So stay tuned on that one. I get it. If you don't want to use Daniel Jones, guess what? Don't use Daniel Jones. Just because this ding-dong with a podcast says I have him ranked here doesn't mean you have to play him. And I think sometimes that gets twisted with what we do. All I'm trying to do is tell you what I'm doing. I'm not telling you what you should do. So you take that. You do with it what you want. But projections do like him so far. It was an ugly one, though, on Monday night, no doubt about it. It is not ugly for Christian McCaffrey this season. It is spectacular. It just goes to show you, like, you can put a so-so running back in a great system, and that so-so running back is going to be viable for fantasy purposes. You can be a great running – you can put a great running back into a so-so system, and he'll still probably be a great running back, right? Christian McCaffrey was that in Carolina. You put a great running back in a great system – and holy shnikes, this is what we get. This is spectacular, watching Christian McCaffrey. Even in a tough matchup, I don't care. Bijan Robinson at 2, not a tough matchup, and he is one of just 6 running backs with over 300 rushing yards in the season. Josh Jacobs at 3 for that Monday night contest, trending up after last week. Really like the volume as well. He's being fed the rock, 80 touches on the season. Speaking of fed the rock, Tony Pollard. I know, last week, but guess what? They didn't need him. It was a blowout. They're going to need him in this one, and it is a tough matchup, but volume will be in his favor. Derrick Henry trending up after last week. Finally looked like Derrick Henry really for the first time this season at 5. Travis Etienne at 6. Yeah, I mean, there are some challenges here in this offense, but the key, what I'm referring to is goal line work, but the key with Etienne is volume, volume, volume. Brian Robinson at 7. Yes, Brian Robinson at 7. I'm going to say this like every week. This is a Robinson game. This is a Robinson game. They're 6-point favorites. They're facing a weak defense. This is a Robinson game. He's playing good football this year. Speaking of a good matchup, Joe Mixon at 8. Devon Achane at 9. Yep, he's top 10 now. Hey, I'm going to ride this wave until it crests, as far as I'm concerned. DeAndre Swift at 10, playing really good football for the Philadelphia Eagles. Clearly the lead back there. On the other side of that matchup, not exactly the best matchup for Kyron Williams, but he is at 11. He is the unquestioned lead back in that backfield. Saquon at 12. We will update you through the week on Saquon's status. This is a tentative spot right here. Alvin Kamara at 13. I mean, the 13 catches last week, 23 touches. I laugh because it was the lowest, and I said this on the podcast earlier in the week, the lowest receiving yards total for anyone with 10-plus receptions in NFL history, but whatever, I'll take the PPR points. Aaron Jones at 14. The only reason why he's not higher is we saw what his floor is last week, so it's a pretty wide range between ceiling and floor for Aaron Jones, but he at least is in that fringe RB1 category. James Cook at 15. Saw his work reduced in the passing game, but then got work in goal line situations. So I don't know. It's an even trade-off. He's still an RB2. David Montgomery at 16. I know some people are going to push back on this one. So it does seem like this will be a Montgomery script. It is a favorable matchup. He may move up slightly. I mean, hey, if he's 12, 11, these guys are kind of bunched here. And Saquon Barkley is he's certainly a wild card. So Montgomery almost certainly, I mean, hey, if you have more than 2 of the guys ranked ahead of Montgomery right here, your problem isn't where Montgomery's ranked. You don't really have any problems. You're sitting in a very good spot, but he comes in at 16 initially. Pacheco at 17, coming off of a really strong game last week. Ramondre Stevenson at 18. Yes, he's trending back a little bit. This isn't the best matchup, but he is still clearly the lead back over Ezekiel Elliott. Raheem Mostert at 19 with his high ceiling. We got to see if Jeff Wilson comes back this week. Alexander Mattison at 21, coming off of a really solid performance over the last 2 weeks. Volume's there, not really worried about Cam Akers. James Conner, tougher matchup for him this week against Cincinnati, but you should still see the volume. Jahmyr Gibbs, and that's the other reason that sort of holds Montgomery back, is the usage for Jahmyr Gibbs is just enough. And if we don't get those goal line carries, it's a very different outcome. Granted, they keep getting those darn goal line carries. They're like bucking the trend. Damian Pierce at 24, rounding out the top 24 here. Right on the edge, we got to figure out what's going on with Miles Sanders, either him or Chuba Hubbard this week. Zach Moss, we got to see what's happening with Jonathan Taylor. I have no updates as of right now. I have no updates yet on Javonte Williams, but he could play this week, so keep that in mind if you happen to pick up Jaleel McLaughlin or if you're sitting on Samaje Perine. Both the Pittsburgh Steelers running backs are back here. Anything you have in Baltimore, well, mainly it'll be Gus Edwards is back here as well. Moving over to wideout, Tyreek, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, are you arguing with me? I mean, come on, they're all amazing. But how about this at number four? Davante Adams,
revenge.
Love the revenge game narrative. And we get this on Monday night. Jimmy G should be back for this one. That'll help Adams out. We'll keep an eye on his shoulder, but he managed to return to the game. So I don't think it's going to be a major issue. Jamar Chase, as Burrow goes, Chase goes. We're going to ride this one into the sun potentially here, but I'm doing it. A.J. Brown at 6, massive game last week. Amon-Ra St. Brown at 7, not a massive game, but dude, if that's his floor, I'll take it. Then CeeDee Lamb, they need CeeDee Lamb to show up in this game. They do, if they want a puncher's chance. Puka Nacua at 9. Okay, I don't know Cooper Kupp's status yet. So if Kupp doesn't play, Puka Nacua's top 12. If Kupp does play, we're going to have to reevaluate. So check back in on Friday's podcast. We'll have a better sense then if Kupp is going to play. I have no clue right now. Deebo Samuel at 10. I know last week wasn't great, but again, this is another one. They're going to need him to be involved in the passing game in this matchup. It's not going to necessarily be a blowout, I don't think, against that Dallas defense. And last week, they didn't need him. Just like George Kittle, they didn't need him. Christian McCaffrey did everything in a blowout. Brandon Ayuk was pretty good. And he's at 11, and he's been very efficient this season. Jaylen Waddle, I'm not giving up just yet, at 12. Devontae Smith at 13. Even with Brown going off last week, he put up a nice line. Chris Olave at 14. Trent back just slightly with Derek Carr sputtering just slightly, but I'm not overly concerned here. Garrett Wilson trending up. They face Denver, baby. Can Denver make Zach Wilson look like, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers? Probably not, but... Garrett Wilson trending up. That's good news. Michael Pittman Jr. at 16, not worried about last week, and it's a good matchup for him. Zay Flowers at 17. Man, does Lamar love Zay Flowers. Calvin Ridley at 18. Yes, he is trending back. Kind of noted this last week, trended back a little bit, now a little bit more. I think ultimately we're going to get pretty much what I expected, which is back-end wide receiver 2 numbers out of him. Some weeks he'll be a wide receiver 1. Some weeks he'll be a wide receiver 5. And that's just what we're going to get with Calvin Ridley. DJ Moore at 19, trending up after last week as well. Big week for him. Terry McLaurin at 20 gets a nice matchup. Jalen Johnson's banged up for the Bears, so this could be a really good spot for the Washington passing game. I'll get to Jahan Dotson in a moment. Nico Collins, very good start to the season for him at 21. I know a lot of Rat Pack drafters out there drafted Nico Collins because of the draft board at FTNFantasy.com. So, giddy up. Tutu Atwell at 22, having a good start to his season as well. Very impressive, in fact. Marquise Brown trending up as Joshua Dobbs is playing good football at 23. Christian Kirk at 24. We'll see what Zay Jones, who does to him when he is back in the mix. Does Zay Jones take over in those two wide receiver sets? That's where Kirk has really been racking up those targets. DeAndre Hopkins at 25. George Pickens at 26. I don't know if Pickett's going to play yet or not. Pickett will be better for Pickens than Trubisky. Tank Dell at 27. Came back to the pack last week, but we know what the ceiling is. Gabe Davis, the roller coaster ride at 28. 29 and 30. Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. Russ is starting to cook. It's the Jets, though. So keep that in mind. It's not as easy of a matchup. Christian Watson at 31. I have Romeo Dobbs at 34. They're both wide receiver 3 plays. Watson has the higher ceiling. Dobbs has the higher floor. Jacoby Myers at 32 and Adam Thielen at 33 in between those guys. Rounding out that top 36, Jordan Addison at 35, Jahan Dotson at 36. And like I said, we can use Dotson this week in that matchup. Right on the outside looking in, Michael Thomas, Drake London. We got to figure out what's going on with T. Higgins. If he's able to play, he'll be top 36, but probably not top 24. If he's not, then that same would be true for Tyler Boyd. A few other names down here, like you have the KC guys that I'm trying to avoid of Rashee Rice and Sky Moore. Curtis Samuel is down here coming off of a good week last week, and fortunately is not as banged up as we initially maybe thought, because he did miss practice on Monday. All right, tight end. If I have one of these seven, I think I'm okay. And I know that you're not going to feel you're okay with one of them, but let me get to it. At one, Travis Kelce, duh. At two, TJ Hockenson. Let's bounce back from last week. Mark Andrews at three, great week last week. Sam Laporta at four, amazing start to his career. The guy at five is the one that I'm talking about. It's Darren Waller. I know, but guess what? He's still right there with basically all of the producers in the back end of tight end one territory. So last week wasn't good. Sure. This week, a little bit more of a shootout. I'm still going with him. Evan Engram at six, very impressed with him so far this year. And then George Kittle coming off of a down week. But again, it wasn't his fault. Christian McCaffrey just did everything at seven. If I have one of those seven, I'm good. If I don't, and I have one of these next guys, I'm okay, but I feel a little bit more pressure. Tyler Higbee at eight, Dallas Goedert at nine, Kyle Pitts at 10, and Jake Ferguson at 11. Okay, so you have two higher floor guys but lower ceiling in Higbee and Ferguson. Goddard has a higher ceiling, and I'm not worried about last week. He plays tight end. Tight end has ups and downs. I know people don't want to use Kyle Pitts. If that applies to you, don't use him. Watch him play, though, if you're on the fence. And, man, some of the plays where he's not being targeted, he's playing so good. He runs a great route, man. He really does. He's a great route runner. So, overall, I get it. If his quarterback could just hit him on a few of these deeper balls, I think people's tunes would change. If not, here are your streamers. Dalton Kincaid, Zach Ertz, Hunter Henry, Luke Musgrave, Cole Kmet, Logan Thomas, Irv Smith, Dalton Schultz, and Chig Okonkwo. Oh, and we'll toss Tyler Conklin in there because Zach Wilson likes him. Oh, it is ugly out there on the streets at tight end, but remember, the rankings will evolve over the course of the week, so go check them out at ftnfantasy.com and use the promo code RATPACK to get yourself 10% off. That also works at ftndaily.com, where the optimizer now has my own Ratcliffe custom settings in it. Go check it out, ftndaily.com. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, and of course, on Instagram as well. I'm going to be back tomorrow, break down wide receiver cornerback matchups for you for Week 5 Fantasy Football. Until then, I am Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.